Donald Trump's sons look like fraternal twins. One of them looks exactly like Odo from Deep Space Nine.
I don't remember what Odo looks like.
He just doesn't have eyebrows, and he's like a he can like change shape. He's like a shapeshifter. Yeah, yeah. But he would like didn't grow up with like a family or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So his natural, you know, it's funny. He just sleeps in a bucket on the show. He just turns back into a puddle of cum, and like, you know, like at the end of the day, he goes back in his room and just like splash. Just turns into
DS9
a bunch of cum.
Was the black
dick
captain.
Sucking nine. Yeah, Deep Space Nine, black captain, Sisko.
Sisko, Ben Sisko.
Yeah,
and then. I saw the other day Voyager, and that's the Hillary Clinton.
That's
the
Hillary Clinton one.
Oh, yeah, that woman is so hot. We've talked
the
about
woman.
This.
Yeah.
We've talked about
she
Star
has
Trek.
Big ass titties. Yeah, yeah. And I wanted.
What? Right? Janeway?
Doesn't one of them have big ass titties?
The rope, the Borg, Seven of Nine has.
Yeah, she's so
tits.
Hot. Fuck.
Yeah, which is funny because they didn't have a sexy lady character from the get go on Voyager. They had like a female captain. And then I don't know the internal politics or what happened, but they added Seven of Nine in like season 6 or 7 because they're like, all right, we got to have a character that's
someone
just a hot woman for nerds to beat off to.
Yeah.
And that's when she got added to the show.
Oh, nice.
Because they were like, you know, let's not do the fucking, like on, like Deanna Troi on
right.
Enterprise. Like, she's just, which is the dumbest fucking character I love. Her job was she was an empath, so she could understand people's feelings, because, and which is an alien, by the way. It's not even a fucking human. To explain it to the autistic fucking retards that watch Star Trek how empathy works. Like, well, there's certain aliens that understand how other people are feeling.
I feel like that's, oh, that's interesting. I never realized
we could use
the Vulcans are just autistic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Everything's
logic.
Vulcans
are just autistic.
Yeah.
This is not logical.
Yeah.
Not very logical.
Yeah.
No, women owe me sex.
Those shows are great. There's an episode of Star Trek that we watched when I was taking French in middle school.
Oh, Picard, French, obviously.
Wow.
Jean-Luc.
Yeah,
French.
That's
Jean-Luc,
the only reason we watched it. It was a regular
Jean-Luc
episode.
Jean-Luc Picard?
Nah, there's an episode where they meet this alien race, and like the so they have these
the
like,
original series?
No, Next Generation.
TNG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the reason they can understand all the aliens, it's like they just have some like computer that translate it, like can pick up it understands
right,
like syntax
translates.
And like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it immediately translates. So they meet this like race that it doesn't translate for
mm-hmm.
and only
mm-hmm.
partially translates because the way they communicate is by like telling somebody a story or like reminding them of a story and then whatever happened in that story fits the situation. So this guy's trying to communicate with
wow, that's really confusing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's like, you know, Shaka, when the walls fell, and this might be the name of the episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, Dalmok at Tanagra, and he just says shit like that.
Rai and Jiri and Lunga.
Capsula. I sense nothing but good intentions from them, Captain.
And like Picard the whole time is like, yes, but what does it mean? And I was like laughing with people on Twitter a couple months ago where, like, instead of like the stories, the aliens are just being like, the pussy, the asshole, and the vagina. And then Picard being like, yes, but what does it mean? The asshole, the woman, the woman's asshole and pussy. What is that? Some kind of warning?
Fuck.
Mr. Data.
The Temarian seems to be stating the proper names of individuals and locations.
Yes, but what does it all mean?
I am at a loss, sir.
The woman's asshole and vagina. The pussy entrance. What is he trying to say? It wouldn't be hard to edit together.
That is so stupid. Yeah, you could do that.
We got into a conversation. I was telling Will we were watching one of the holodeck episodes of Star Trek Next Generation last night.
With my sexy ass little, that Greek woman with the nice juicy
she's in
tits.
Every episode.
Martina Sirtris?
Yeah.
Counselor Troi, you mean?
Hell yeah, dude.
He was not familiar with Counselor Troi.
No, dude. I missed a lot of that.
Every Star Trek iteration has like the sexy woman.
Sure.
And they fucked up. I think we mentioned this on the show before, but when they did Voyager, they were like, we're not going to do that this time. We have a female captain. Torres is like kind of hot, but in like a spicy Latino way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's like the fucking hoop earring Klingon.
She's half Klingon on Voyager.
She's half Klingon.
She's full Klingon, would that be like, right. That's too much.
Well, that's yeah. how, well, that's yeah. what her name is.
I always thought Torres. She was more like, oh, Torres.
She's half Puerto Rican, half Klingon, which, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Honestly, I think that might be real. I think there's women like that in the Bronx that are yeah. legitimately half Klingon.
That
half
those Puerto fucked Rican. Up foreheads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do honor killings.
I got a piece of warp drive. I don't have time for these. And right I love, now? Dude, that the way they stereotype the sexless Asian Ensign Kim into being like just falling over his dick for the robot character in but, that show.
But didn't again, you troll him on Twitter once?
I did. Yeah, I got into a big argument with Garrett Wang, the guy that plays Ensign Kim.
What?
Because I was explaining to him, I was like, well, you know, I was like, I asked him, I was like, is Space China different than regular China? And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, in the Star Trek universe, the Space China that Ensign Kim comes from. And he like dot added me, and he's like, Ensign Kim is Korean. And I was like, he most certainly is not. I know for a fact that Ensign Kim is not a Korean character. Kim is a Korean name, but that's because the writers didn't give a shit, and they just named the Chinese guy Kim. And he was like, Kim is a, you know, a Korean surname. And I was like, again, the character's not. And then I went through YouTube, and I actually found a video of Garrett Wang at a, like a Star Trek convention panel explaining that Ensign Kim is Chinese and that the writers gave him the wrong name. And I was like, yeah, well, here's you fucking
damn.
Saying
it. They were like, well, we've already had a Chinese series. I go, like, oh, who? They go, you, Kim's Chinese. What? At which point I look at this writer, this Ivy League educated writer, and I go, are you kidding me? He goes, what, Kim's not a Chinese name? I go, no! And this is at the end of Voyager, and now I realize they thought I was Chinese the whole time.
Oh, that is such
and
a good dunk.
Like, he was like, what's your problem, man?
No, but honestly, he's right. What is right. your problem? Yeah. Who does all that research to troll Ensign Kim or whatever his name is?
I just
is.
Happen to know that about
Garrett Wang.
Garrett Wang. Fucking research.
Which, by the way, Garrett Wang, yeah. hilarious name.
Yeah. No, I used to ask him about Gates McFadden and if she was like okay because her Twitter is pretty fucking crazy. She's a doll of herself as like Dr. Crusher.
Crusher.
That she plays with.
Crusher because could get it too. She's
it's
fire.
Bizarre. Yeah, it's a, she well, was.
The
yeah.
original hook for this was how Star Trek, the writers of basically every one of the Star Trek series, like, wrung so much out of the holodeck conceit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, like, at least every season there would be one all holodeck episode that yeah. were yeah. always miserable.
Yeah.
Just terrible in
well,
every
yeah,
way.
They got this because they got lazy about writing space shit, so they were like, ah, fuck it, let's just write Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
Oh, the exit button got broken. So, yeah. It's gonna, and you know what? It's lazy writing because all of the characters are these, like, god characters
mm-hmm.
where it doesn't matter how the story progresses because they always know they can leave the holodeck.
Right.
So mm-hmm. they present, like, you know, the conceit of this one was that there's some, you know, like a jade monkey or whatever that this mob boss needs, and Picard is like the private eye that has uh-huh. access to it. But they never have to address any part of that story because Picard's like, they think I have something they need. Isn't that yeah. funny?
Well, there was ones where
they're laughing when the guy gets shot.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, they go, we've brought along our fiction officer. And it's like, so that guy's just going to be dead at the end of the episode. Yeah. You're never going to see him again.
Well, there was one where Data kept doing holodeck scenarios where he would play as like Sherlock Holmes or something. Mm-hmm. And again, this is sort of like a shout out to the show's fan base of, like, you know, using games to teach you about literature and yeah. real human life.
Right. Yeah.
But like it was like some conceit. The conceit of that episode is that, like, again, they get stuck in the holodeck and they go through some sort of cosmic radiation, and it makes the Moriarty character self-aware and deadly, and like can actually kill you in the holodeck.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And again, just like, don't have a holodeck.
Yeah. No, the only time it was actually useful, I think, was like on Voyager with the Tuvok Pon Farr episode, where you, like, you know, the Vulcans, they have to fuck. They can only fuck every 7 years, but they have to fuck or they die.
Or they just go, yeah, they just go insane. Like, crazy. Yeah, they just go fucking crazy. Like,
that's
and
me.
Yeah. So
is
like,
that like 7 years? Your nut just builds up in their brain. And
like, yeah, their balls must be so heavy on like year six.
Wait, Tuvok was the black Vulcan.
Yeah,
Vulcans are no fap. you know, save it till marriage.
Guerrilla mindset.
They're autists, they're,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, guerrilla mindset guys. But then they have
very logical,
you know, breaking point of 7 years because you can't, you know, be no fap that long. So, but in Voyager, the idea behind the show is that they get trapped in the Delta Quadrant. So they're so far away from anyone they've ever seen before. And so they hit the 7 year mark and there's no one for Tuvok to fuck. So they have to just let him fuck in the holodeck.
I am a married man. It's the holodeck, Tuvok. It doesn't count. Is that what you tell your wife?
And I always like, cause you know, I mean, it's a room that it's a hologram, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have enough ability to manipulate the physics of the hologram so that you can touch the hologram.
Texture and stuff. Yeah.
But anything that's produced in the hologram isn't made out of whatever substrate material that the hologram creates. So if you're it, I'm saying is there's got to be just buckets of cum on the floor of the hologram.
The floors are caked
over. Yeah, like there's some, like, you know, Starfleet ensign, like the Will Wheaton character, like part of his duty would be actually just like mopping down the holodeck. Like fucking Travis Bickle's cab.
Right. Well, Will Wheaton's such a perfect good boy on the show that he actually lives solely off cum. He's a 100% clean celestial being.
He's a goody good boy.
In touch with the universe.
Now, I like the idea that there's some kind of video feed without the hologram, so you just see the guy fucking in space, in air. And you just see, like, his dick fucking pumping, and there's no pussy around it.
Yeah.
You just see, I want to see that shit, dude. Yeah, I want to see the uncut feed without the holograms.
Yeah.
Just wearing a Sherlock Holmes outfit.
He's still in costume with his dick out.
Yeah. No, and I love, too, that the dumb shit that they're obsessed with in the holodeck is always things that baby boomers like.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that in the year 2630... that somebody's Tom Paris on Voyager, he's always working on a Camaro. Like a 1970 Camaro. And then fucking,
that's sort of like the equivalent of nowadays, like hobbyists build their own trebuchet.
Yeah,
or
right,
even
exactly.
A manuscript.
Yeah.
15th century.
Right, no, but not only like being interested in it as a part of history, but because he's like this thing, man, it's got fucking 240 horsepower at the wheels. And it's like
you're literally traveling faster than light to a different galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting moon pussy left and right, my man. You care about fucking horsepower.
Yeah. Well, the one iteration of Star Trek that I thought did the most, or at least acknowledged that the holodecks would mainly be used for pornography and just jacking off, is Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine is the only good Star Trek.
That's my favorite series. But like Quark's bar, he's always like renting out the holodeck, but it's clear that he's just like a sleazy fleshmonger. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, the Ferengis are Jewish.
Yeah.
It took them a while to just be like, let's just do a Jewish character. And then they went all out. Like, the nose would be too obvious. So give them giant ears.
I don't know about that.
Fuck.
Anything can be had for a price. Gold press latinum.
They're so ghoulish.
Oh yeah, they were into coins and stuff.
They loved gold coins. They were obsessed with gold coins.
They play. You do a spin and spinning top game to win the gold coins.
The sexy girl on DS9 was like pretty. Dax was like pretty moderate. And she was probably the hottest of all the Star Trek women.
Dax?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the captain was Obama.
Yeah, the captain was Obama, and who was old friends with Dax, so they had this weird homosexual relationship.
Well, the conceit with Dax is that she is like a hybrid of
a symbiont.
She looks like basically like a human woman with some like freckles on the side, her body is host to this like alien worm that contains the memories of all of its past hosts.
Yeah.
So she's like an amalgam of like 10 or 12 different people's life experiences.
And Sisko was boys with whoever that worm infected life.
Oh shit.
So this basically, Dax is a woman that got herpes from Sisko's friend. He's like, good to see you, old man.
He calls her old man all the time.
Does that mean she knows how to fuck so good? She knows how to fuck like 10 people.
Yeah, exactly. Dick, she's had like,
she knows how to suck one.
Guys know what guys like.
That's why it's called Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dick's back like walls nine. Yeah.
We said all
back
the way
walls
in.
Nine.
fuck.